Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Cluck. Joined as always in a Destin, Florida condo by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ron Martin. Boys, it's been an eventful morning of writing. We've worked very hard.
Oh, so hard.
We've had some fights. We've had some arguments. We've come back together.
Are you feeling exhausted right now, Big T?
I'm feeling exhausted because I slept about 2 hours last night.
And why would that be?
Because I never sleep the first night away from home.
That's so
true. Just lay there.
I never sleep the first or the 26th night.
Exactly.
I'm away from home.
Yeah. Yet you love travel.
I know.
What's happening there, baby?
It just doesn't matter. I like to travel, but like...
You love to travel.
The sleeping part just escapes me.
Ronnie Tarmac. So you flew into where? Pensacola. You got the rental...
Got the rental.
Do you love that? Do you love getting the rental and the kind of vague smell of like cleaner and cigarettes that you get in the rental?
I'll tell you what, I love getting
the
rental.
Last person's fast food.
Right. I love getting the rental when I fly in. There were no rentals to rent, but I stand in line and I sort of get one because it was like somebody canceled. We just happen to have a car.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that a feeling of like...
It's like victory.
Yeah, serendipity.
It's like victory.
All that's going to lead to is somebody else getting the Seinfeld scene where they get up there and they're like, right. I have a reservation. Like, we don't have any cars.
Yeah. How can they not have any cars?
Anyone can take the reservation.
How can they screw that up?
You have to hold the reservation.
What'd you get, baby? What kind of car?
I don't know. Some Nissan SUV, but it always...
Do you get excited about the rental?
I don't. I just don't care about cars. You know, that's my problem.
Really? You're not a car guy at all?
Not at all.
Because you're so kind of like... And take this the right way, kind of like Ponzi in particular about most things. I can't imagine that doesn't like extend to your car life.
I've just never cared about transpo, you know what I mean? I just never been a thing for me.
This is a man who has a bespoke $300 tiny leather carrying case for his AirPod case. So you have essentially
a case for a case.
Yeah, help me understand this. You have a case for a case. Containing a thing that's like, and this is radio, not television. I'm making a symbol with my hand.
Yeah, it's a great symbol. I'm looking at it right now.
2 inches in diameter. Talk me through the. I want to hear about the psychology of making that purchase.
Well, no. I would love to give you the psychology, but I think it does
run me through that. Though.
Is it worth mentioning that we're all together for the first time in podcasting?
Yes, it is.
Right,
we buried the lead. Yeah. We're all together.
Yes. Yeah. Lay it out.
We're in a condo in Destin. I'm going to describe it. Shout out to Pipe,
Mary Virginia Norris,
MVN.
MVN is the MVP
of this program.
Who is the listener who kindly provided this for us when we, months and months ago, said, boy, wouldn't it be fun to do a writing retreat. And she said, well, you can do that in Destin at my family's condo.
She said, I happen to have. Yeah, exactly.
And it's sick. This place is beautiful. We're overlooking like waves crashing on the surf right now. It's kind of idyllic.
Rednecks playing cornhole. It's great.
It's really, emblematic of everything that is Florida. Yeah. And I'm loving it. I'm looking at a 1992 Destin Seafood Festival watercolor.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And wishing I had gotten into the watercolor game in the early 90s.
Yeah, likewise.
I feel like that was the gilded age for watercolors.
It's not too late.
No, it is too late.
It's coming back.
Because there's no watercolor renaissance coming. Like, I sold all my watercolor stuff.
No, there has to be a hipster renaissance of like water.
There's
of like early 90s watercolor portraits coming through.
Can't we paint something in that color palette and like bring it back?
The thing is, I don't even know what's considered like good painting. Or
I don't either. I don't.
You know what I mean? I look at that and I go,
The boats look real. That's good painting. I couldn't do it.
It's a really beautiful sunset.
It is a beautiful sunset.
Possibly sunrise. There's a fishing boat going out. So
You know what's cool about that too? It's timeless. Like, that harbor still looks the same.
I mean, it does say 1992 on it.
I mean,
that's it. That's the only thing that places it in a time period.
Right.
The fact that it names specifically the year. If they had said October 1992, that's
like the guys, only wait one. For it. That could be 2002 if they just would have put 2002.
Well, that's a deal. That's what I'm getting at.
Which they could have.
Yeah, they could have.
If they were envisioning us being here in the future.
Boys, isn't there an energy and a liveliness of doing radio together in the same condo?
Well, I don't know, since this is the first time I've ever
That's right. Does it feel different to you than how it's felt?
It feels a lot to me like you guys are both hosting an actual live show, but I'm the audience.
Dude, that's so funny.
It has a bit of that feel to it right now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really does,
We need to bring you in.
I'm just waiting for the Q&A time so I can ask my question.
Well, why don't you do some Q&A then?
No. Here's what we're going to do to rectify that. We're going to have you do the promo read, which you're the king of. And then we're going
to
get into our...
I have to do this with a live audience?
To watch him do that right now,
To watch him do it in the same room.
Our baby boy is all grown up.
He's grown up. I would never eat here.
This is nerve-wracking. I've only ever done this while sitting in the bonus room at my house by myself.
Pipe, if it helps, we'll go stand in the kitchen or the other room where you like take care of this.
I mean, we'll look at you through the bar. Right.
Can you be as disinterested as you usually are when I do these?
The thing is, Pipe, is we are never interested. Disinterested.
That's the
never.
Thing. You can't see us, but like we're hanging on everywhere.
Because we're all thinking that someday we might have to do promos, and all we're thinking is like, and they're never going to be
never
like this.
Do that.
They will never be this
I could never make it that seamless. Right.
All right, so is it promo time?
It's promo.
Okay.
Man, we're on a leash here, man. We have limited
time. This first episode of the Destin Sessions.
We got to get to some barbecue down here.
Florida barbecue. It's what it's known for.
Absolutely.
It's like Nebraska seafood. This episode of the Destin Sessions is brought to you by Dwell Bible App. It's an audio Bible app. Listeners, you should be quite familiar with it by now. Ronnie, no smooning. If you go to dwellapp.io/happyrant, you can see the deal that they have for you. It's 10% off of an annual subscription, 33% off of a lifetime subscription.
Yeah.
They have listening plans. They have multiple narrators. They have music. They have anything you would want to help your Bible listening experience be awesome. So again, dwellapp.io/happyrant. Check it out. It's well worth your time and money.
All kidding aside, I listened to Dwell this morning. I listened to it while I was working out in the very nice gym here in the condo.
Good for you too.
Community here at Del Boca Vista. Yeah.
Which means it doesn't only work.
It doesn't
in
only
Tennessee.
Work. Yeah, exactly. It works multi. I've got the multi-state.
You got
package.
The multi-state package.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of a splurge, but it's worth it. Is what I'm.
Who does your voice, man? Maddie Chan? Like, who do you got doing your voice?
Speaking of Maddie Chan, baby.
I mean, who do you got doing your voice? Maddie Chan's like yelling at you.
I've got Maddie Chan yelling at me. I got Frankie Chan whispering at me from the left. You know,
listeners, you can't see this, but I'm, right. I'm imitating Matt Chandler, motioning at his Bible.
Frankie just like,
I got
Frankie
whispering at me. Yeah.
who would be the worst? Who would be the worst Bible narrator of famous preachers?
Dude, that's such a great.
So like Tim Keller would be money because he sounds like he sounds like he's narrating everything.
Dude, he's calm. He's academic. He'd be like from time to time he'd be like and sort of.
TK is the Reformed community's Morgan Freeman. I mean, can we just lay it out?
No,
there?
Well, considering we're lacking in elderly black men in that community.
Well,
you know,
someday we will have some elderly black men in that position. Yeah. I don't know if they'll still be part of this community.
That's right.
And there's a good chance they won't. But
ex-evangelical or something. Who would be? I don't think I could listen to Matt Chandler read.
I think if he wasn't being aggressive and he was just reading, and again,
right,
I
don't think I could.
I even like his aggressiveness. I'm okay.
Sure,
with it. But when you're watching him, that's different than if you're listening.
It's different than want a certain experience in the ears.
Yeah, you need to have that sort of that calming,
soothing,
yes, encouraging.
Katie Y.
Oh,
he'd be great for like this. So Dwell has this sleep setting.
It's a little bit nasal.
Yeah.
It's just a smidge.
So, yeah, Dwell has this
Piper
sleep
cut
setting.
That out in post.
No, we're not going to. Dwell has the sleep
that's
setting,
the
so
LaCroix
you can
talking.
You can listen to it until it'll cut off on its own. KDY would be perfect.
Yeah.
It's like you would just soothe you right into a deep and reformed.
Guys, state. I'm going to do TK or wait for it, and I hope this doesn't get us in trouble. Hold on to your britches, Beth Moore.
There it is.
If I'm allowed to listen to a woman.
You are a man. You are not allowed to listen to that.
Baby, are you leveraging Beth Moore for your own platform-related agendas?
You know, I mean, I'm not.
I want to get back to the Beth Moore thing.
I mean, I have no play in that game.
I want to get back to the
Beth Moore thing. What are we discussing?
I'm a supporter.
I want to get back. Oh, I know you are. Yeah. Mm. A very vocal supporter. Mm.
You love her Bible studies.
I mean,
I want to get back to that. I want to get back to Maddie Chan, but I want to talk about your LaCroix experience.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Well, here's
before Piper and I got here, you did a little grocery shopping.
I did.
And I'm enjoying a sparkling water lime LaCroix. I'll have some more of that, too. I want you to talk me through.
Baby,
yeah,
here's to the taste of nothingness.
Here's to the taste of bitter nothingness.
Right. Cheers.
What? Talk me through.
That sounds
like
the most Gen X cheers ever. Here's to the
taste
of bitter
nothingness.
Yeah, congratulations.
That really was.
Guys.
Talk me through what makes a man buy a case of LaCroix. Because you know you're not going to enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, no, of course you don't.
I don't enjoy any aspect.
Is there a sense of self-loathing in this where you feel like, in a sense, you're flagellating yourself?
You know what it was?
So that you can enjoy something else later.
So I bought a bunch of goodies for us.
You did. Yeah. And shout out to you for doing that.
And we have destroyed a good portion of them. For sure. Because it was a good selection.
But it dawned on me after I had my whole thing full at Target with goodies. Mm. I was thinking like, oh man, I don't know if these dudes are like trying to watch their weight. You know, I don't know what you guys are up to.
I mean, I am.
Is that why you bought Skinny Pop?
That's why I bought, well, that was my last two purchases.
I like that though.
Right, my last two purchases were Skinny Pop and LaCroix because I thought, I gotta blend this.
Dude, it makes me feel like a Brentwood mom. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that's what I did. Skinny Pop. I just thought, oh man, I gotta balance this out. And I don't know where these guys are at. And I was
it's a guilt-free snack, guys. It's wonderful.
It's a guilt-free snack.
And I was gonna buy a case of waters. I forgot. So then I had the LaCroix, and I thought, all right.
They got water here. You can drink it. It's not like Mexico. You know,
Florida water.
To be fair, I did have the thought when I stuck my glass under the water dispenser. I was like, is it safe to drink this?
Mm-hmm.
Because Florida, like I'm just, it feels very like international travel to me.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, Destin's a melting pot.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a different version of water.
I know you are.
That is not bitter nothingness.
Mm. Well, here's to bitter nothingness.
It's caramel. Mm. It's caramel fire, and it's wonderful.
Listen,
here's to my life, the taste of bitter nothingness.
Our careers, the taste of bitter nothingness.
This podcast, the taste of bitter nothingness.
I do.
Hey, our future book, the taste of bitter nothingness.
That's a subtitle. So, LaCroix family, if you're listening, we would like to do business with you.
We would love to do business.
Baby, wouldn't it be lovely to have a case of this awful tasting swill show up at your house every month just without you having to even make the effort?
Dude, you know what I would love? I would love for it to even have just a hint of taste.
Wouldn't that be
something?
I would
love it to taste like something.
In a sense, though, and stay with me, if it had just a little hint of taste,
it would be this thing called soda.
Sprite. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, LaCroix is as if you're drinking carbonated water and somebody eats a lemon and burps in the adjacent room.
Yeah, it's right. You're smelling more of the lime.
That's actually what the copy says here.
Yeah.
Freshly belched citrus.
But you know what's so funny? So here, let me ask you your experience.
Sure.
LaCroix. So what happens is, like, if you're Big M, you only buy the lime like every day.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I'll be out shopping and I'll get like a different flavor. And the first sip of that different flavor, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the one with all the flavor. Like, see, I love this. And then two sips later, you're like, no, actually, it just tastes like the lime.
I want to go in on something you said there. You and Big M are both LaCroix drinkers. Do you guys?
Ish, yeah.
Do you talk about it?
Ish is how I feel.
Do you talk about enjoying it?
Never.
Do you talk about the fact that at some point as a couple, you pivoted away from like standard soda pop into LaCroix?
We went from Diet Pepsi to LaCroix.
Is it because it makes you feel cooler? Like it's a little too proletarian to drink Diet
Pepsi? No, it's just because it has less bad stuff in it than even diet soda does.
How can this be good for you though? It's just fizzy swill.
I don't, it probably isn't. It just feels like it must be.
Yeah.
Because everything on the back says zero.
Mm-hmm.
If it's diet soda, there's numbers on there.
Dude, what's funny
zeros.
Is I can't imagine you guys drinking Diet Pepsi like normal people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It would take you off the pedestal of being sort of better than.
No,
you know what I mean?
Strong suspicion that there were sliced limes involved in this Diet Pepsi and things like that to like...
It kind of...
to bring it out of the realm of...
It elevates it.
Yeah, out of the realm
of... Never you know, roll that way.
Sheer plebeian soft drink.
You know what, man? You know.
There's a lot of kind of socioeconomic undertones in the LaCroix.
Which we were just writing about.
We were,
as a matter of fact.
Aren't we thoughtful?
Oh, man. But we are thought leaders.
We are. So. Thought leaders, LaCroix drinkers.
I had somebody recently, and I'm not kidding, I'm not going to tell you who because you both know, but he called me, and he paused when he said this. He goes, because Ronnie, you're actually a, he goes, oh man, I hate to say this like this, but he said, you are, after all, a thought leader.
No.
And there was a pause, and he wasn't.
And your heart within your breast, it leapt, didn't it? Because hasn't this been the end game
right, because
for the
I
last couple
at him
of years?
And I said, brother, the heart within my breast just leapt.
That's it. Yeah.
But I don't. I didn't have that kind of thing with him where I could like correct him. It was like I had
or
to
where you could have a ha ha.
No, none of that because he was being super earnest and sincere. So I had to kind of go, oh, well, thank you. You know, with the question mark.
Listen to me though. Listen
what is the
me.
Equivalent? Like the thing that somebody means as a compliment but is an outright insult. Like, are there others? On
but
this
he
list?
Didn't think that right.
Right.
Like that was like a thing for him. He was like, wow, man, I'm throwing.
And
something
I dare say,
out.
And I want to hear you on this. I dare say you took it as a compliment.
Well,
because isn't that the space you've been kind of trying to?
I had to in the moment. Yeah. Like I had to receive it and just go, You know, because I'm thinking of you guys and how much we've made fun of that term.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, man, I can't even respond.
That's a compliment, though.
I can't respond to this.
Like, you were thrilled. Yeah. That'd be like somebody saying to me, you know, Ted, I think of you as the middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears. And inside, my heart would leap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's
even
legit,
though it's not
that's
true.
A real thing, though.
It is. It's like, yeah, it's...
A middle linebacker for Chicago
it's,
Bears
it's a very
is
concrete.
Thing.
Yeah, that's more, right.
I think it's, yeah, it's a little bit like somebody comparing you to like, a character from Lord of the Rings or, like,
right.
or Harry Potter.
Right, that'd be like me looking at you saying, dude, you're so much like
you're
so Gimli,
Gandalf.
Son of
yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a real Gandalf energy to you, you know?
And you're just kind of going... Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that means a lot in your nerd world. Good job.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, boys, are we done? Are we wrapped?
No, we're far from done. Because we need to harken back to a thing that we teased at the top of the program.
Because we're radio professionals.
Okay.
Well, clearly. And because this is primarily a news program, I have news to break on the show. And I want to talk about
news
it. A couple of breaking news points. I want to go with the most important one first.
All right, let's get serious.
Should we cue the news jingle?
Yes,
let's cue
to.
The news
Do we have
jingle.
That even on the road?
We do. I got it right here.
Okay, let's dial it up.
We came prepared. We're professionals.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, this is fresh off the wire. I have in my hands.
Can you rip that off the wire?
Yeah,
real quick,
exactly.
Pipe? Oh,
yeah. Here, I'll read it. This just in, boys. Breaking news.
Lay it on us, man. Throw it out there.
Maddie Chan.
One of our favorites.
When a megachurch pastor leads the news, it's never good.
It's never.
I know. And boys, I want to let you know that this isn't. Like, as dark as it could be.
Is it going to be hard for us, though?
It might be a little
hard. I would
hard.
Like you to massage us a little bit into this news, because I'm feeling a little nervous right now.
I feel like that's what every great newsman does.
Yeah.
So if you think of, like...
So set it up a little.
Sam Donaldson, Ted Koppel, Walter Cronkite. Yeah, I mean...
Prepare us a little bit for what we're about to hear.
Well, with a story with this kind of gravitas, this is going to hit you hard, and it's going to kind of shake the foundations
Hold
of
on, let
everything.
Me take another sip of my non-LaCroix beverage.
The foundations of everything that you believe in.
Mm.
And I'm just going to come straight with you guys because I respect you as men and I feel like you can handle it. Okay? Matt Chandler, is out of the steak business.
Say it isn't so.
Oh, the cows are thrilled.
I want you to know this, though. I want you to know that it's not a moral failure that disqualified him from
okay.
the steak business.
Gotcha. Let's,
it's nothing
be,
sexual.
It's not
can we
veganism.
Can we
yeah,
be clear?
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing sexual, not veganism.
Right. He's still a pastor and elder at the village.
Yeah, he's still a pastor in the villages, but he's no longer a steak mogul.
Got it.
Is where I'm at.
Well, I think that's bigger for us because we're not part of his fellowship, so.
It rattled me, though.
Yeah, like if there's some things you can count on in life, it's a Texas megachurch pastor being... Like a steak mogul.
Well, that's
Maddie
it.
Chan, what happened?
I don't want to live in a world where a Texas megachurch pastor can't also be a steak mogul.
Correct.
I mean, what happens to my dreams at that point?
Right.
You know? Where are you guys at on this?
I don't want to be part of a town where a small church pastor can't own a nice sports car either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, on the flip, I don't want that to be the flip. Here.
Well, respectfully, I'm hearing what you're saying. However, I would gently push back by saying, doesn't our past experience point to the fact that you do, in fact, live in a town where a very small church pastor can also be a very nice sports car owner?
Absolutely. I'm saying I don't want to
lose
that.
And by very
that.
Nice, I mean an entry-level sports car owner.
I don't want to lose that.
I don't see levels.
what kind of a level was Maddie Chan at in terms of his stake, no pun, in the steak company. You
steaks
know,
and steaks.
Guys, we've all been at that level where we've gotten a little caught up in, for us, be it the apparel business. And now our involvement in the apparel business is basically housed in the fact that we send emails to an apparel provider who doesn't get back to us. And I mean, we've experienced
quickly.
The business at that level.
Yeah.
My sense is that Maddie was a little bit more invested in steaks than like we were in the fashion industry, but I don't know.
I mean, do we have any breaking? I mean, do we have any insight into like what happened with that relationship?
I have a guess.
You gonna speculate, Pipe?
Go.
It's one of two things. If I was gonna make up a story, about
okay.
This. The first is that he found himself. You know, it's like 11:30 at night, and
soul searching.
No, he's like on the laptop looking at like you know, beef feeding techniques. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we fatten these calves?
I mean, guys, we've all been there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, who
that's has? Every man's bowel.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, yeah.
And yeah, and then, you know, his wife rolls over and is like, Matt, what are you doing? Mm. And he's like, you know, just this, we need to fatten these calves.
It's that moment of, I don't even know you anymore because I've been so invested in
steak. And he had sort of this dawning realization that it was changing who he was as a man.
Mm. Yeah.
The second is that he took his family to said ranch. This is the second option, and said, do you want, you know, so like first they're like, oh, baby calves, so cute. And then they go in the barn and they're like, oh, look at how well they're cared for. You want to see the slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Kid loses his or her mind.
Oh.
And he's like, for the sake of my relationship with my son and or daughter, I think I need to step away from this because they now see me as a murderous monster. Mm. I am responsible for the death of these poor bovines.
That recasts daddy in a little different light, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, yeah. Man of virtue, preacher, author, right. With at Jared C. Wilson, just all sorts of.
Shout out at Jared C.
Let's be clear.
That's right.
And the big ones are.
No typing happening right now, Jared C.
Yeah.
That was earlier.
To be fair, Ronnie's typing on his phone, but he doesn't have the sound on, so you can't tell.
Yeah, right. Can you not be present in this moment?
See how that works.
I mean, for just a couple of minutes.
I'm present. I'm here, boys.
Okay.
I'm as present as I am when we're not all.
What do you got going there?
Nothing.
You got a big business deal?
I don't know. Just working with maybe some animals, some food items.
Now, do you see an opportunity
when
in the steak business? When somebody pulls out. There's an opportunity in the market.
There's a gap.
There's an opportunity in the market.
There's an opportunity in the market. I'm just reaching out.
If Ronnie Martin became a beef mogul,
boy,
I could die happy.
Boys, yeah. I think that'd be good for all of us if that happened.
Wouldn't it?
Mainly me.
Could we
but there'd be some residuals.
But also at Christmas, we would get some beef jerky.
You
so
probably,
that's cool
I think I'd do better than that, man. I think I'd send you something better than that.
Boys, listen. Can we take it to a practical level, a business level?
I would like that.
Could we not get a steak sponsor for the program?
If we couldn't get one for Maddie Chan, what hope is there?
I don't want to talk about Maddie Chan right now. I want to talk about all the other
steak
companies.
He's out of the steak game. He's a has-been.
He's a has-been.
He's a never was.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. He was barely... Steak business, we barely knew you.
Is he going to do like a new sermon series called like Cattle on a Thousand Hills?
Just to mourn.
Just a lament.
Cattle on a Thousand Other People's Hills. Yeah.
To be fair, it's Oklahoma, not a lot of hills.
It's really fun. Is he in Oklahoma, not Texas?
No, the ranch, I believe, was in Oklahoma, which is funny because it's
which is
Texas.
Only like 20 miles away.
Texas craft steaks.
I feel like there's an integrity issue there with the ranch.
Maybe that's why he got out. He's like, this is false advertising. I can't be associated with this. Speaking of integrity issues and leaving things, that sets up our next topic, doesn't it, Tim?
Solid pipe. Yeah.
What a transition.
I don't know about the integrity issues because I have no dog in this fight.
This is a good recovery, Ted.
But apparently... Beth Moore, who's someone that Ronnie is heavily invested
apparently.
In. Ronnie's got
the craziest
rumor has it.
Ronnie's hanging on to a lot of Beth Moore stock.
I don't know why you say that, but okay.
Well, he's about to cash it in and move it over to beef stock, however.
That's
correct.
Right.
From Beth to beef.
Beth Moore shareholder, Ronnie Martin.
That's your memoir's title when you make it big.
It's also my daughter's name, so people won't know like what I'm talking about.
Your daughter's name is Beth Moore Martin.
Yeah, it is. It's her middle name is Moore.
There's been a long time.
Her middle name was originally Caroline when she was born, but we changed it to Moore.
So you were on
in
the
light
Beth,
of recent things.
You were on the Beth Moore thing long before people started to leverage her for their
babe,
own personas.
Babe, it's dad. Is it cool if we legally change your middle name from Caroline to Moore?
It's going to be better for my career.
Correct.
By that I mean I'll almost get a book deal.
Guys, I'd like to intro you my daughter, Beth Moore Martin. Hey, so, Wolgamuth, how much is this going to help me if I change my daughter's middle name from Caroline to Moore?
We're just two guys talking.
What if I change my name to Beth Moore Piper?
Beth Moore Piper.
I love
that. Oh, dude. That now we're talking. Now
that's
we have a double.
That's two very marketable properties
I
in
mean,
one name,
to
though.
Say the least.
Not to be all draconian and
formally
kind of business-like.
To two very different audiences, although they seem to be merging as both of them, you know, throw stones at their respective, you know, kind
yeah,
of
yeah, I think they're
tribal.
I think they're starting to merge a little bit. Yeah.
So, Beth Moore left the SBC. I can't talk about it. What do you guys think?
You can't talk about it.
I can't.
So, just to clarify...
You have so much stake in the game.
I mean...
Oh,
I mean...
Not as much
dude,
as
who can get Maddie Chan on the phone faster?
I think there's one guy here that can. His name is Barnabas Moore Piper.
Beth Moore Piper over Piper. Here, yeah. To clarify my earlier comments about integrity issues, those were not on Beth Moore's side. That was the...
Yes.
That statement had to do with the reasons for which she left the SBC. And the lack of integrity by many people therein who are... who have been all sorts of terrible towards her in recent years. As she's spoken out about equality and justice for minorities and for women. And then also she continues to be a faithful Bible teacher. And there seems to be a lot of men who really dislike
that. Yeah, they're really upset about that.
Yeah. So, but the question that I had was...
I'm not upset, or maybe I am. Wait, what's the right thing for me to do?
Yeah, which
you
which
guys tell me. How should I? How do I leverage Beth Moore as someone
quick,
who's
quick preview of our leadership chapter in the book? That's the point I made about thought leaders. Most thought leaders ask what they should say. They say it loud, and then people affirm them. So that's what being a thought leader
is. I just want to know because I'm never going to meet Beth Moore, and I really have never thought
never
about
her. Say never.
I just want to know how she can move
my
career.
I'm my daughter, right here. Beth Moore. I'm right here.
Martin. Oh, Beth Moore Martin. And yeah. Beth Moore lovely girl.
Beth
yeah.
Moore Piper is right here. I'm not sure what your issue
you
is.
Gosh, that's true. You guys are hitting me with a lot of, like, a lot really of challenging
Moore.
Things right
now. A lot
right
of Beth now. Moore yeah. coming at you.
You give me a lot to think about.
What is the, like, the leaving a denomination thing? Like, so it made big news. So she's no longer going to publish with Lifeway, my former employer.
Which is really the big news.
Which is, yeah. It's, so
that's
this,
the big news.
This is a business thing more than a ministerial thing. And what'd you say? You're what?
My current employer, kind of.
Lifeway?
Kind of.
Inadvertently?
So, yeah.
You know, that another publisher, whoever that is going to be very happy because Beth Moore sells a lot of everything.
Yeah, Happy Rant Publishing. I mean, probably gonna do well for us.
We've reached out.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, we've made
me
overtures.
Yeah. Right, correct. Yeah. Correct.
What is the, like, leaving a denomination, this kind of thing? Ronnie, are you, you're denominational, right?
Yeah. Where are you at on that, dude? I wanna go in on that in a minute. But yeah, I know. Tough. But I'm gonna navigate you through it.
All right, cool.
What
carry on.
I'm just kind of curious about the thought of leaving a denomination. So Beth leaves and it's like a big, big deal, but it also feels like completely not a big deal to me.
Yeah, I agree, man. What are the implications of her, like, what does it mean to actually leave the denomination? So when she said she was leaving Lifeway and she's not gonna publish books with Lifeway anymore, then you go, okay, there's all of these, like, monetary implications with that. To leave, like, a denomination to how you do that, like, how you exactly do that. So, like, I'm part of the Free Church. If somebody left the Free Church, like, if I left the Free Church, what does that even mean? I'm just going to another church with a different denomination?
It's going to have a different implication for you because you would be taking your church with you. I mean, unless you just left Substance. So, like, you would be pulling your church out of it. That seems to have a greater, like, kind of ripple effect. Frank, she's one person who she's no longer publishing with. Now, she has poured an enormous amount of money into the coffers of Lifeway and the SBC.
Right.
Because of her Bible studies, although her trade books have always been with, I think, Tyndale. So she doesn't publish her, like, paperback trade books with them. But, like, if she leaves, all it really means is...
That's a factor.
all it really means is switching churches.
Yeah.
Well, because, like,
on a personal level, it just means
because
I'm not at an SBC anymore.
She's not a member of the SBC. She's a member of her church. She's a part of the SBC.
Yeah, I'm not sure which church that is, but, like, so yeah, so it
is it. Hold on, Pipe. I'm going to ask you because I don't know how this works. So in my denom, you can't be, like, a member of the denom. You have to be a member of a church. That's,
churches are part of the denomination.
So can you be like a member of the SBC, like, somehow detached from the local church? Is that, like, a thing? You can't carry, like, hey, look, I'm part of the
It's
SBC.
Not like being a fan of a team, baby. You can't just, like, buy the jersey. You know?
I'm just asking. Like, I don't know how it works.
No, churches are
It's not like AAA where I can, like, sign up, pay my monthly dues. Yeah, exactly. Have my AAA. Well, I don't know.
I don't know how
you call the SBC if you have a problem.
I don't know how nerdy we want to get. The SBC technically only exists during the convention in terms of a, like, governing body sort of way.
Yeah.
Because it's a gathering, it's a convention of churches, not a denomination. Mm. Like, the Presbyterian Church, maybe probably the EFRI is a denomination where there's sort of governing power by the denomination.
Actually, they're not like that, but go on. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, anyway, what this essentially means is I'm moving my publishing contract elsewhere once she's fulfilled her obligations, whatever.
Which she probably has. But, like, that's the big piece, though. It's not really, so leaving the FPC literally means her leaving her local church, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That has to mean that.
So I used to be a member at an SBC church for about 3 years, from like 2013 to 2016 when I first moved to Nashville.
It's called Bethlehem.
What is that now? Converge.
Oh, that's
formerly
right.
Baptist that's General right. Conference, right. And then but they had to get cool.
Converge, something that just really drives home the perspective.
Oh, but here's the thing. I'm sure they're going to rebrand soon and be like, you know, Harbor or something.
Right.
Oh, no, wait, you guys took that one.
A little anchor on a pastel windbreaker. Yeah,
exactly. Let me just say that I know what the word harbor means, but I still don't know what the word converge means.
Converge means to like...
Got me.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Converge together? Wouldn't that be co-merge?
A coalescing of things. Mm. Convergence of ideas or something. I don't know what it means as it pertains to churches. Anyway, that's what
that's
I
grew up. Yeah.
But yeah, so when I left that church and became a member elsewhere, I left the SBC.
Mm.
And, you know, nobody noticed. I'm a little offended. I kind of wish.
Where was the Twitter outrage when you left?
We actually did notice, and we had kind of a thing about that. Remember that?
I mean,
when you left the SBC?
I published,
that was a dark night of the soul for us, wasn't it, Big
A
T?
Lot of long talks.
A lot
tears.
Of long talks, right? Well, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
To be
how
fair,
are you doing
with it? I think it's fair to say that Beth Moore is following in my footsteps, because not only did I leave the SBC
you
church.
You were a pioneer.
Couple years later, I published a book with B&H, part of Lifeway, an SBC publisher, and then I left and published with the Good Book Company.
Mm.
So I have left the SBC in that way.
Piper, let me like
congrats for following your cues there, Beth. Good job.
Make no mistake, Big T. The only reason why Beth Moore's in the position she's in is because of one
Beth Moore Piper.
Barnabas Moore Piper. Yeah. I mean, that's it right there. I mean, there always has to be somebody.
Are you saying a man led the way for her though?
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
No, no. I didn't hear me say that.
I'm trying to...
You didn't hear me say that. Yeah. Cut this out. We need to edit
I don't
this.
Want to put... Yeah, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, you know.
Are
you saying a white cis male led the way for Beth Moore?
No.
Because that's scandalous.
Mm.
I don't want to live in that world.
Well, you're not.
You don't. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not.
Just to sum things up, evangelicals are the worst, right? Isn't that what we've just sort of been circling around?
I mean, I guess. I mean, except... That's,
are they?
I don't that's us.
Except for the free ones.
Yeah, we like to claim that we're not a denomination.
Baby, who are your celebrities? Who are the celebs in the EV Free Church?
Oh, dude.
Or has that church not been ruined by celebrity?
Ronald J. Martin?
Dude, yeah, we're not really celeb-driven.
To be fair.
That's good. That probably makes it healthy then.
Seriously.
D.A. Carson?
Carson is a member of an evangelical free church.
Dude. Yeah. Well, Trinity is an evangelical free school.
That
so
is their
everybody
seminary.
At TEDS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not all associated with the E-Free at all. Oh, sorry.
You claim your celebrities where you can get them. Don't you know how Christianity works?
We got some like kind of B-listy like Ryan Kwan.
No
he's
idea.
Like on the board at
A29. No
he's like an E3
no.
guy.
I know who Ryan
like,
Kwan is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
is
we
he
got
a
some,
bigger star than you?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. No question. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's close.
The E-Free is one of those like enigmatic denominations that it because they don't like plant their flag on anything in a combative way, they kind of stay off the radar.
We do.
So the very thing that makes them like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like these chill folks is also why they're kind of not on anybody's radar screen.
Never on anybody's radar, but we do have some we do have some SBC churches that are quite a few showing quite a bit of interest.
Wow.
And sort of, you know, making the turn.
No comment.
No comment.
By me.
I just commented on it without making a comment.
You can. I mean,
commenting without commenting, it's a real media skill.
It is, man.
And a political skill.
But I don't know. I mean,
you have a real future as the head of Harvard.
The thing is that, so EFCA kind of, we kind of see ourselves as sort of a sister to the SBC. So there, we do kind of do some partnering stuff, you know, because we're kind of, we're little like this. You're not seeing me do the hands thing.
I have two daughters. I got to say, that metaphor doesn't make any sense to me because my kids, pretty antagonistic.
Yeah, I know. I know we're. I don't know. Yeah, there's just there's a lot of Al Mohler loves Trinity and Trinity loves SBC people and there's all kinds of like crosstalk,
no
coffee
comment.
Talk.
Yeah, coffee talk.
No, you can comment on that.
Talk amongst
that's a good
yourselves.
Thing. Yeah, yeah,
you
that's
know,
nice,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have anybody like we don't have a publishing arm either though, so we don't have anybody like Beth Moore.
You don't have like a house publisher.
We don't. Yeah, we're not
no, that's a free church. They just give stuff away.
Seriously, everything's free.
Judas.
It's all free.
But yeah. Is that something that if you were ever to like be the figurehead of the EV Free or Harbor, that you would get like an in-house publishing concern?
Well, we did do that with Harbor a couple of years ago.
Solid.
We shut it down.
Oh.
I was the editor.
Who was it?
It was just Sojourn Publishing. We put out 12 books.
You were the editor of it?
Yeah.
Is that why they shut it down?
He's laughing that I was the editor of it. I need you to stick up for me. Right?
That's because he knows what co-authoring with you is like when you review each other's stuff and you're both just like, how about we agree not to read this and give it a thumbs up?
Yeah. How about we just lean into some tortilla soup and just forget about this whole thing?
There's different ways to edit, boys. Sometimes it's like, hey, you need to like rewrite that entire paragraph. The other side of it is like, why don't we go out and get a bite together because everything looks
you
great.
You know what humor me? Doggone it. Just because we never heard about this. We've been doing a program with you for like 14 years. And we've never heard that you were the editorial figurehead of Harbor Publishing.
It was me and
Michael, I'll buy
it. It was me and a guy named Dave Harvey, if you guys remember Dave Harvey.
Big Dave.
Dude. Yeah, he didn't like jokes that we made on this show a couple years ago.
Did we make jokes about Dave?
No,
we made jokes. Not about Dave.
We made jokes about erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
And Dave took umbrage.
Oh, Dave wasn't a fan, yeah. Well, Dave's,
tough deal, dude.
Dave's a good friend.
Trigger warning, listeners. Sorry.
Dave Harvey's a good friend. We edited some books sort of together for Sojourn. Wow. But they kind of shut that thing down, and down the road they
would. Who'd you put out, dude? What's the biggest like book you guys put out there?
Probably Dave Harvey. You know, he put out a book on elders. We had Greg Allison put out a book on deacons and just all practical books.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But, man. Yeah. Those sound like just best-selling potential.
Pipe, I didn't know we had a publishing mogul in our
I'm a little offended because I was actually I was a publishing employee. But mogul.
No, you were a mogul.
We use the term mogul somewhat loosely on this show, so I feel like it could have applied to me.
We use it to apply to us. So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, to put a fine point on how we use it.
Our
yeah.
definition for mogul is us.
You can edit a few books, or you can be a mogul that ran the editing department of an entire publishing house.
My goodness, baby.
You can have a small-time partnership with a coffee roastery, or you can be
a coffee mogul.
Speaking of that, go buy your coffee from Red Bud Roasters and use the code HAPPYRANT for a 10% discount.
Always selling.
Always.
Now, were you like, I envision you, and humor me on this, walking through like a...
Yes, everything you're thinking is
like an industrial space with like the printing press going and like you pulling the book off.
Did you have a hard hat on and like goggles?
Totally. Yeah. You pull the book off and you flip through it and you smell it and you're like, yes, this.
All of our authors have their little like spaces.
Furiously. Through their writing. Yeah.
With a quill.
With a quill.
Oh, yeah, with a quill. There's no laptops.
Yeah, no.
Well,
no.
Typewriter would be acceptable.
Yeah,
those two things, quill and typewriter. Yeah. I mean, that's how we're writing our books.
Because when I envision like being a publishing mogul, that's what I think it looks like.
Well, that's exactly what it was like. I mean, you couldn't have nailed it.
Unbelievable.
More accurately. Yeah, it was big.
That's so huge.
It was one of the biggest moments. I mean, it pretty much encompasses, I think, if I look back on the last 5 years, you know, that 4 month period of my life.
How could that have gone bad? You know, I mean, that begs the question. But, you know. Hindsight's always 20/20.
I love that you're crinkling a bag into the mic.
Yeah, it's
this live wonderful. Recording is like, Ted's just like, whatever. You know, I care not.
I got hungry. Yeah. I got a little peckish, boys. Yeah.
For those of you who have been listening to the show for coming up on 7 years, you'll be very familiar with the idea of Ted eating on the air. Mm. This is usually a sign of disinterest.
But that hasn't happened in a while.
No,
I've been engaged, though.
Yeah.
And I'm engaged with this. I just got hungry.
Yeah, I got you. That's all right.
Because I got my own stuff.
You did skip breakfast because you went and had your very vigorous workout while Ronnie and I went and carbo loaded for the day.
It's fine, boys.
And so.
I had a nice workout, nice gym here.
To each his own. Yeah.
At the condo complex. And boys, we have a lot of work yet to do because this is a work trip. I don't know if people know. They think it's just all fun and games and like
buckets full of seashells. We're going to create a book to change the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not just walking along that beach collecting shells, are we? I feel like that's a metaphor that like has gotten a lot of traction.
Somebody tweets it at me twice
a week because they think it's really funny.
Yeah. It's not funny.
Not even a little bit funny.
It's not a little bit funny, and it's also not what we're doing.
Because we're not working at all.
We're not creating mud pies in the slum either.
We would have to drive a bit of a distance to find a slum, though.
It's in this Florida. Area. Do we really, though?
No, there's no... Yeah, there's,
we drove by more trailer parks on the way here, Ted. What's the
difference? Not when you got into Destin proper.
Destin proper is a lovely place.
So we have to go back through a toll to find a trailer park slum.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're not going to be doing any of that because we're going to be busy writing and creating and making content for our fans because that's who we love. Because
we're thought leaders and influencers.
We're thought leaders. We're influencers.
Well, somebody told me I was.
Yeah. I mean, you were the head of a publishing concern, a major one.
Mogul.
Yeah. So, I mean, the
publishing concern.
The industry has been kind to you.
It's been kind to me, and I, you know,
it's given you your whole life.
I had to pull out what was on the
top. Why? Fair, did you feel like your ego, like, it was just, the decadence was kind of too much for you to deal with?
It was so much pressure.
All the parties.
It was.
And the money and the cocaine.
Guys, I needed to save.
It was too much.
I needed to save a bunch of things that I was losing.
Sure. Yeah.
This is why Matt Chandler got out of the steak game.
That's it. His wife said, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Right. All I hear about is steak
and meat. Yeah.
This is why Beth Moore got out of the SBC.
Right. All I hear about is...
Baptistness.
All I hear about is no comment and no comment and no comment.
Here's my quest, all right? Just to get down to it. I'm going to ask Pipe so you can be...
We've done what we always
do. You can keep your rep.
Wander to and fro.
You can keep
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to keep my rep, bro.
Do you think this was already
just
her
have fun with it.
Plan before she wrote that last book that came out?
What book? I didn't read it.
Well, what does that have to do with anything, whether you've read it
or not? I don't
know
what book you're
talking
about.
You didn't read it. You misogynist.
I mean, you've never read it. That's like saying you like wearing hats, Piper. I've never seen you without a hat. Of course you didn't read it. That's not the point. The point is, did she already have this plan? Of course not. In place before that last book was released.
Oof.
Because I get the feeling she doesn't owe them anymore. Content.
Yeah, I'm sure she was planning to the end of her contractual obligations and saying this would be a time to go when I'm no longer like stuck.
There's a man that used to work
in the publishing industry.
A publisher. That's why he knows that. That's why he has that information. That's why I was asking.
Who can know the mind of Beth though? I mean, really.
My daughter, who's named after her now.
Me, who's named myself after her.
Beth Moore Piper.
For this episode,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, Beth Moore Piper for sure. That's the episode title, by the way.
No, the episode title is The Taste of Bitter Nothingness.
The Taste of Bitter.
That's about what this ep was.
I love it.
Yeah, it really was. Ted was bitter. This whole episode was nothingness.
Haven't we had a fun time, though? I don't feel bitter, like in my heart.
You don't seem bitter.
Maybe
you
came across that way.
You usually are.
Yeah. But I've had a nice time.
How many minutes has this ep been?
42, 14,
oh my gosh,
15,
and this,
see, that's solid.
16, it's unbelievable what's been going on this
18,
long.
19, yeah. We're
in. Boys, we've done what we always do in this program, which is record from a very nice condo in Destin and wander to and fro throughout a variety of topics that include Beth Moore in the steak business and LaCroix, our sponsor. Thank you, LaCroix family of Waters, for all that you do for this program. And until next time.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
Hello, hello. Puneet Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.